Well, well, here we are.
All right, people, we're gonna try something a little different today.
No, I do mind. The dude minds. This will not stand.
The only true wisdom is in knowing you know nothing.
That's us, dude.
I cannot solve your problem, sir. Only you can.
Don't mess with the bull, young man. You'll get the horns.
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
I'm gonna tell you something, and I want you to listen tight. It may sound like I'm talking about me, but I'm not. I'm talking about you. As a matter of fact, I'm talking about all people everywhere.
Discussing the issues that actually matter. Finding the answers using logic and reason. Now here is the host of Rush to Reason, John Rush.
All right, and I am your host, John Rush, Rush to Reason, KLZ 560. Myself, Kurt Rogers, from Affordable Interest Mortgage, who we talk to on a monthly basis. Actually, Kurt and I talk more than monthly basis.
We do.
Anyways, it's always a joy having Kurt in. And if you got any questions at all when it comes to just the housing market, mortgages, you know, how do you invest some of that equity you've got? What's it like for rental properties and so on? We'll cover a lot of that stuff today. But if you have a specific question, we always take those. We'll answer them right here and now. 303-477-5600 is our call-in line. 303-477-5600. There's a lot of things we cover, sometimes very quickly. So if you ever miss anything, I say this all the time, go back into the podcast, re-listen. You can also call Kurt directly. And I'll put a plug in right now for Kurt on that. If there's ever a question on, hey, I'm thinking about doing X, it's a free phone call, folks.
Yeah, it is.
Just pick up the phone, call Kurt, tell him where you're at, what's going on, what your thoughts are, and he'll give you an I do it all the time. He'll give you a straight answer. It's not hard.
Yeah, so does Richard. I mean, I've done many loans for your son, and he'll pick up the phone and say, okay, Kurt, what do I do now?
I'm thinking about X.
Do this. Okay, now you can go to here.
Right.
And it moves him along so he makes the right decisions before he tries it.
And, again, I think the biggest mistake, at least, Kurt, that you know I used to see it in the car world all the time. I'm sure you see it in the mortgage world, is people that think they know more about it than they really do, they get going down a path or even get something completed, and then you get a hold of them, and it's like, oh, wow, I could have either saved you a bunch of money, or we could have done it this way, or we could have had a different strategy to doing it. And there's nothing worse than having to go back and redo something that you could have done right the first time.
And it's funny you bring that up, because I actually had a customer that called me that's a veteran.
Okay.
He's in a VA loan. He wants to buy another house. So his friend, who's a realtor, says, well, you need to convert the VA loan you have to conventional.
No, you don't.
Now, here's what she's telling him. And then
I'm not even in their world, and I know that.
And that he can go out and put no money down and buy a VA. And he asked me about that. I said, well, in a dream world, that works. I said, but when you're trying to buy a home, and with the appraisal gap, you can't even buy it, even if you have the money.
Right, because the VA is even worse on that than a regular loan is.
I said, so that won't work. I said, stay with where you are.
Right.
Refinance to get a better rate, and then a couple months down the road, we look at what else you want to do. But that's what they were told. They thought that was the truth from somebody who wasn't in the industry.
I liken that to, I'm a car guy. You guys all know that, so I always use car examples. But that's like taking repair advice from the used car salesman. You don't take repair advice on how to repair the car from the guy selling it to you. You go get that done independently from the person who knows how to fix cars. So taking mortgage advice, by the way, from a realtor is about the same thing as taking repair advice from the used car salesman.
Correct.
Am I right?
I think there's some realtors that know it. But
well, and there's some used car guys that do as well, but that's not where you take the advice from.
But they won't. If they know it, they'll say, you need to talk to a broker. They'll bail out because they understand they don't know it all.
And by the way, a good used car salesman that you're asking about repairs would say the same thing.
He'll walk you to a mechanic and say,
go talk to these guys.
Yeah, that's what they do.
That's a great example.
Yeah.
Because the folks that really do know are going to tell you that they don't and
know.
Go send it to someone else. They're not going to try to fill you in on what to do.
That's correct.
Nothing worse than somebody that thinks they're an expert at something that isn't.
So, you know, customers were asking me, well, what about the tax deduction I get on this? I said, folks, I'm not a CPA.
Yeah, you go talk to the accountant.
Talk to your CPA.
Yeah.
I know these rules are out, but you got to go talk to your CPA because I don't know your tax situation.
All right, so we got a lot to cover today. We're going to talk inflation, the average home price across the country, you know, what's going on in that area. Is there a housing bubble? I explained in the last hour about the used car market and the fact there's no used car bubble, by the way. I don't care what anybody on TikTok, Facebook, Instagram, I can go down the list. I don't care what anybody says. There's no used car bubble, folks.
It's not a bubble.
It ain't coming. It's because there's no new cars is why the used car prices are up. It's the same on the housing side.
Right.
because there's no supply or very little, it pushes the prices up. This isn't rocket science.
It's just basic economics.
And no matter what somebody out there tells you about some coming doom on the housing world and that there's going to be all these forbearances and then that'll turn into foreclosures and so on, no, folks, not when people have 20 to 30% equity. They're not going to lose that by walking away in a foreclosure. They're not that dumb. No one's that dumb.
No.
Am I right, Kurt?
No, and you bring up a good point, John, that I don't think a lot of people think about. They'll start to think about it, but they won't carry it through. If you went into forbearance a year and a half ago when COVID started, you were authorized not to make your payment. And let's say your house at that time was worth $350.
Okay.
Okay, and you don't have to make payments. And at that time, you probably owned $300. So you got $50,000 in equity.
Mm-hmm.
That home's probably worth $450 now.
Right.
All right, now all of a sudden, you got to start making payments. Let's say you can't. You got $150,000 worth of equity. And you ain't made a payment for a year and a half.
You're not walking away from that.
You're
Kurt.
Not walking. It's not going to go into foreclosure. It's not going to be a short sale. No. You're going to sell it. You're going to sell it quickly, and maybe you'll go rent and then get back on your feet later with $150. But it's not going to hurt the economy. It's not going to drive the market down.
No. So, no. Again, for all these quote-unquote experts that are out there talking about those things, please, if you've got a question along those lines, ask Kurt. Don't jump to conclusions. And I know every situation is different. I get that. Every part of town is different. I understand that as well. I know there's parts of town where stuff is selling immediately, and I know there's other parts of town where right now you might be waiting 2 weeks to sell your home. By the way, I laugh at that, Kurt.
Yeah.
2 weeks. You know, I grew up in an era where it could take you 90 days or more to sell a house. 2 weeks, and you're complaining?
To get somebody to look at it.
Yeah, two weeks. Again, folks, 2 weeks. Stop complaining. Yeah. 2 weeks, I don't care if it takes a month. That's nothing in the real estate world,
no.
In my opinion.
It's normal, especially in the summertime.
Just habits. It's just habits.
It just happens.
Give it about another
45 days.
Oh, yeah. I was just going to say
60.
I was going to say 1st of September.
Yep.
Wait, you know, as soon as Labor Day's over,
yep.
5 weeks away, roughly 6 weeks away, it's going to change. So your 45 is
yep.
right.
Yep. Here we go.
You're going to be right back
I've
at
been doing
it.
Doing it 20 years, and those numbers just change.
All right, so we got a lot to talk about. We'll come back and do that. Don't worry. We'll get any questions you've got answered, or we'll get them answered, I should say. You can text me, by the way, 307-200-8222, 307-200-8222. We'll come right back, though. Gino's Auto Service, which we just talked to somebody earlier who, Dan from Blackhawk had Gino's do some work for him. So it's a great shop, folks. Anything you need, and they are the expert. Much like we're talking about with Kurt on mortgages, he's the expert. Well, guess what? Gino's is the expert as well. Don't take the advice from the car salesman. Go to Gino's directly and let them take care of you. They got a great AC special running right now, including a cabin air filter change. Ask about that when you call 303-794-6700. It's Gino's Auto Service, and that's Gino's with a J.
Your vehicle's air conditioner should not put out a musty, mildew-like smell. Cabin filter contaminants can cause allergies and compromise airflow volume. Now is the time to take advantage of Gino's Auto Services Cabin Filter Special. For $189, Gino's will replace your cabin filter, clean the evaporator box, and restore efficiency and clean air in your vehicle. Gino's BG Evaporator Cleaning injects foam into your vehicle's evaporator box, which removes mold, pollen, mildew, dust, and bacteria. Since 1983, the team at Gino's has been serving customers all along the Front Range. To make your life simpler, Gino's offers loaner vehicles so you can drop your car off and pick up when ready. They're AAA-approved, winner of the Napa Gold Certified Auto Award, and located at Bowles and Platte Canyon in Littleton. Check out their excellent Google reviews. Stop in or visit them online at ginosautoservice.com. That's Gino's with a J.
Folks, whether you're buying your first gun or you've got multiples and you're just adding to the collection, or there's something specific you've wanted to buy all along, talk to Franktown. They'd love to help you out with whatever it is you need, including all the training is there as well. And they've got a unique way of doing that no matter what age group you are or your experience level as far as that goes too. KLZradio.com, 720-770-7777.
Teach your children responsibility around guns in a safe, welcoming environment. At Franktown Firearms, everyone shares a common goal, to keep on learning. Responsibility requires practice, so head instructor Karen Murray considers herself a lifelong student as well as a teacher. Karen creates her own proprietary training courses so people of all ages may develop confidence with firearms. Now, for the first time, only at Franktown Firearms, Children as young as 5 years old may learn to keep themselves and others safe in homes with guns. Starting with airsoft and BBs, you and your children will develop a healthy respect for firearms together. Sign up for one of Karen's classes as a family at klzradio.com/franktown. First responders, military veterans, and range members receive discounts in the shop. Franktown Firearms, where friends are made.
Summer's here and car shows are back. Join John Rush and the Drive Radio crew as they broadcast live from the 20th annual Red Lion Run Car Show on Saturday, July 24th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. at the Leprino Foods parking lot located on the corners of 38th Avenue and Quivis Street in Denver. All proceeds go to Food for Thought Denver. The Red Lion Run Car Show is brought to you by Group Insurance Analysts and the Italians of America. For more info, go to drive-radio.com.
This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
All right, we're back. Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Kurt Rogers, Affordable Interest Mortgage, who joins us once a month for an hour, and we get lots of questions and things that come in. We have one right now from Jim. You're up next, sir. What's going on?
I don't know if Kurt's the guy that might have the advice for me or not.
Okay.
What I'm looking at and thinking of doing, you know, the wife and I are both probably 6 years away from retiring.
Okay.
I've been looking really hard at places in Tennessee to go retire to.
Okay.
My question is, I've got probably $400,000 to $450,000 in equity in my house here.
Awesome.
Does it make sense to pull that equity out and go to Tennessee and buy a place cash?
Well,
and rent it out for the next 5 or 6 years, and then when we are ready to retire, just sell this one and pay everything off.
I have an answer, but I'll let Kurt go first.
I have to ask a couple questions. You're going to retire in 6 years, so is that saying you're retiring at 65, 70? What age are you retiring?
That would be at 62, Kurt.
Okay. And to me, that means you still got 20 years left. So not owning any money on either house by the time it's done with what your plan is might be an effective way, but I would take one of them and keep it as a rental. And the reason for that, you get passive income for
right.
20 years,
right.
and it's just going to keep coming, and you're not going to lose the equity of the home. So if you have a house now that's worth $450,000,
or no, he's got that in equity.
That's equity. And if you have let's say you pay cash for a place in Tennessee, that house is worth $4,000. Well, that house was going to keep going up. So if you turn it into a rental and then move into it, you turn the property you have back here as a rental.
And real quick, okay. Jeff, because I've got another thought process for you.
Okay.
Almost the same as Kurt, only a little different. What part of Tennessee?
Yes.
I'm looking northeastern Tennessee, you know, that somewhere within a 80-mile radius of Knoxville.
Okay. And the way I would look at it, is first thing I would do is I would get with Kurt right now and I would do an asset manager loan immediately.
I was going there.
Okay. Which gives you the ability to tap into that equity that's in your house by writing a check, if you
right.
want, or wire transfer, whatever you want to do.
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you only do that when you find something that you're talking about, in this case, doing. So, in other words, if the balance on the loan is $200K, let's say, you're only going to pay simple interest on that $200K, and you dump as much money into that as you possibly can, which then gives your access to that equity even, it makes the access to the equity even higher. So let's say, for example, you've got a $600,000 home, you say you got $400K in equity, so you owe $200K, you get an asset manager loan, it gives you up to 75 to 80% loan to value. So you basically would have that much equity to use, Jeff. And again, you just take every bit of money you get in every month and dump it in on the mortgage. You pay out of that whatever bills you have in your household, but every month your mortgage balance goes down month after month after month because you're able to use it as a giant line of credit. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Now, I want to add one more thing.
I think I have some understanding of that asset management loan.
It works very well. I've got two of them. So now here's the second part of this that I would look at. Given you're going to stay in Colorado for now, I would live in this home here, but I would look at the second property maybe a little differently than even what some other folks would advise on, only because I'm able to do this from experience.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Figure out where in Tennessee your best bet to buy is, and buy it now, not as a straight rental, but as a VRBO.
Second home.
Second home.
I was going there.
VRBO.
Yep.
You then get the income coming in off the VRBO to pay your current mortgage and that one down.
Somebody else's money.
Somebody else's money, but you don't have a full-time renter that you're managing on an ongoing basis and worrying about the wear and tear of somebody being in it full-time. Roughly, Jeff, if you did a VRBO and had it rented 90 days a year even, you're covering all of your expenses and making money at the same time.
For 90 days a year.
For 90 days a year. And the other plus to this is you now have the ability to go visit in Tennessee and have a place to stay and not have to worry about renters being in your place. It's kind of the best of both worlds, and you still get income off that property now. And then 6 years from now, you go down there, you live in it, you move in, and you, depending upon where you live now, either VRBO or full-time rent what you have here. Probably full-time rent what you have here to avoid the hassle.
Because in 6 years, Jeff, you'd have that house here paid off with the money that the tenants are paying you in Tennessee.
Yes.
So now you've got a house that you could rent for $2,500 to $3,000. That's just free money. That's passive income coming in.
Right, once you're retired.
Once you retire.
Yeah. And that's how I would do it.
Yeah, I was going there, yes. I totally agree.
One further question on that, on the VRBO side, that what's the expense in having somebody manage that?
VRBO takes about 25% of whatever the rental total is for that time frame. And the longer the rent, the longer the rental period, let me say this correctly, the longer the rental period, the less that percentage is. If it's a 3-day rental, it's a little higher. If it's an 8, 10, 12, 15-day rental, it's less. It's all in a percentage of the total is what they do. The higher the total, the less the percentage.
Okay.
Makes sense?
Very good. Yep. It sure does, and I thank you guys for the input.
And yeah, Kirk could give you all the info on that, but Jeff, let me tell you, the way we're telling you in your particular scenario would work like a dream.
Okay. That's good to hear. And, okay. Kurt, I will be calling you.
All right.
I appreciate it. Thank you, Jeff.
Thanks very much. And, again, folks, why do I know all of that? Because Kurt helped me do my second place that I replaced up in Breckenridge for the place I lost over in Granby. I'm VRBOing it, so I've got some experience with some of what we're talking about. Now, there is a little management on the VRBO side, but it's all manageable. It's not the end of the world. I got a question on the VRBO thing for you, too, in just one moment that probably would apply even to Jeff a moment ago.
Correct. Okay.
Let's answer Randy's question real quick, though, first. Randy, what's going on?
Well, I'm glad I tuned in when I did. This is very educational. I called about a different subject, but I'm enjoying this very much because I am very close to retirement age, but I plan on keep on working. So I'm learning. This is very informative. But the reason I called is because I just heard, either today or yesterday, I forget, that Boulder is looking at banning people putting up tents in public areas, sidewalks, and so on and so on.
I didn't see that.
And I thought, I just saw it. And I thought, how interesting, because I believe, correct me if I'm wrong, please, I believe that Governor Polis lives in the Boulder area.
He does. He lives out in Niwot.
Well, dag nabbit anyway. What a co-inky dink there, huh? Yeah.
I'm going to research that. I did not know that, and given that's where I'm from, Randy, I will definitely do that for sure. No, I'll research that and come back to you guys.
I just saw that on the news yesterday, but please research, make sure I'm setting it straight. But I thought, how interesting. Denver's okay. You can put them up in people's yards. You can put them in parking lots next to them and whatever. That's fine.
A Boulder? Here's a headline. This is coming out of the Durango Herald, which means it's a reprint probably of the Boulder Post, which the Boulder Data Camera, which is the Denver Post. Anyways, Boulder clears way for immediate removal of tents from public spaces. So you are correct.
Well, how about that?
Yeah, interesting.
I'll be darned.
Yeah, they're gonna clean. They're cleaning
Denver's
things
fine.
Up. Imagine that. I thought though the Boulder was like the land of the free and grape nuts and all that stuff.
We'll help anybody live anywhere you want.
Yeah.
Well, I work weekends downtown in the Lodo area. I've been doing it for about 5 months now, in addition to my regular job. And I tell you, that is a Trump used an appropriate term early on in his first term as president. So it was a something blank hole he was referring to other nations, and that could also be used to refer to downtown area.
You are correct.
So,
Randy, thanks. I will do more research on that and bring it to you guys, so thank you very much for that. And yeah, I want to really, again, recap what we were talking to Jeff about, because I don't think folks Kurt really think through that process as they get, you know, kind of, and by the way, this is, you don't have to be retired to do what I just said.
No.
You could do it at any stage, but I don't think folks really understand the power of what can now be done with that creation of those short-term rentals. And, you know, whether it's Airbnb, VRBO, there's other companies, by the way, that do that. You can do it yourself. It's just you don't get the marketing side of it that you get out of using Airbnb and VRBO.
You have more risk because you're more responsible.
Yeah, they have insurance and things that are handling on that end. And by the way, I've done enough research, folks, where let them have their fees, let them manage the whole nine yards, let them collect the money, give you the check. You know, actually, they deposit it into your account after the rental is over. It's a really seamless thing to do. It's a piece of cake.
Yep.
It's worth doing. Now, question I have for you on that is, so now somebody like myself has established a second home, a VRBO, and there's some income coming in consistently. How do mortgage companies look at that income coming in, or do they?
They do not look at it.
Period. Because it's not a full-time rental.
It's not a full-time rental. So what they'll look at is what the debt ratio is from that property.
Okay.
If the payment's $1,000 a month or $15, that will be counted against you.
Gotcha.
Now, what I look at is also the flip side of that is after 2 or 3 years, you say, I don't want a VBO, you know, rent
VRBO
it out
anymore, right?
Just turn it into a permanent rental. Then it becomes income.
True.
And you're still getting the same amount of money.
True.
You get a little bit less, but you're going to get, but you, now you have it to where you can make it work the other way for you too.
Okay.
So
that's the downside to the VRBO. If you do a true rental, they will take that rental income in, right?
Yeah. If you have a place that the payment's $2,000 and you're collecting $2,500, they're going to take
that
$2,500 to offset the $2,000.
Okay. But in Jeff's case, that's not needed, and
no,
it's all done
no,
on the asset manager.
He's in such a position,
go,
that's not an issue.
It's a piece of cake.
Yeah.
Doesn't need to worry about it. And I was the same way. It wasn't a big issue.
Nope.
Okay. All right. Good. By the way, great. Jeff, thank you. That was a great question. And I hope, like in Randy's case, we helped some of you that are looking, you know, down the road how you do some of these things. And I think this mindset of, hey, I could buy a second place, VRBO it, have it more than pay for itself annually, in fact, make some money on it. I'm not sure that the average person really thinks about that way, Kurt. And I, frankly, before this, didn't either.
One of the things...
Something you have to experience, by the way.
One of the things when you're looking at a VRBO, just like anything else, it's location, location, location. Just don't get one because you have a tendency you like it.
No.
How much will it rent
for? In fact, I will tell you the place that I bought, there are some drastic things about it that I don't necessarily like. But those things I don't like are overshadowed by the fact everybody else does, and it rents.
That's right. You're not buying it as your primary.
I'm not buying it for me.
It's an investment.
Right.
Like you buy stock because it makes you money.
Right.
Not because you like the stock.
Yeah. It's it's one of those things where even when you start, we'll get into this as well, when you start looking at the home you own, which I've always looked at as an investment, by the way, I know a lot of folks don't, but I do. There are certain things that you don't do to your home if you're looking at it as an investment, because if you go to flip that on down the road, what you just did may not be what the next guy likes. So you always have to be thinking in the back of your mind, am I doing this for me or am I doing it for the house, knowing that I could flip this at some point
Correct.
In time and make money off of it? And if you're not looking at it in that manner, there are things you can do to your house that'll bite you and not make you any money at all.
Right.
It might even cost you money.
My son bought a house in Reno, Nevada many years ago, and each room was a different color, and it was all a high gloss, reds and purples and greens.
No, kill that.
It cost the guy $30,000, $40,000 because he couldn't sell it. Because my son, when he did buy it, he had to go in and repaint the entire house.
You clean it all up.
That's right.
All right. So we'll talk more about that as well, folks. Again, any questions for Kurt on any of this, even looking to retirement and what do I do and how do I handle things and so on, we'll talk about all of that plus anything else you've got for us. 303-477-5600. Extreme Auto Repair is next, folks. And yeah, get your vehicle taken care of, folks. On the way down today, I think I passed 7 dead cars. I think it's what I counted by the time I got to the station. 7 dead cars on the side of the road. Now, by the way, those weren't all from, you know, flat tires, because occasionally you see that. These were hoods up, things happening, no idea what the situation is. Bottom line, don't be that guy. Don't be that gal. Keep your vehicle running. Get from A to B. You don't want to be that person on the side of a road. Extreme can help you, you know, not be that person, by the way. And just real quick, one quick tip, and I know Extreme would agree with me on this. If you have a flat and you're on any major freeway, I don't care if you ruin the wheel, go to the next exit.
Yep.
Do not dink around with that vehicle on the side of a freeway. I don't care how wide the shoulder is. I don't care how traffic's going by. I don't care if it's the middle of rush hour and they're driving 20 miles an hour. Get off of the freeway for your own safety.
How many police officers have been killed?
Oh, tons.
On the highway.
Tons.
Not off-road, on the highway. And they got the car parked with the lights on.
Get off the road, folks.
Yes.
I don't care if you ruin the tire and the wheel. Extreme, again, can help you with all of what I just said. They sell Cooper tires at cost. And by the way, the best way to avoid a flat is have good tires in the first place. KLZradio.com. Fill out the Extreme form and get free wiper blades. 303-841-1071.
Longevity counts for mechanical repairs. The factory-trained technicians at Extreme Auto Repair have an average of almost 13 years' experience per technician. So at this point, almost nothing surprises them. After so many combined years on the job, they've seen just about every weird problem your vehicle could have. Even in those rare cases where they really have to dig, they don't give up until they find a solution. John Rush has been recommending Extreme Auto Repair on Rush to Reason for nearly 6 years now, so he's seen their persistence firsthand. They have a reputation for solving problems no one else could. Make Extreme Auto Repair your last mechanic. Long-time radio supporters, long-term techs, repeat customers. Fill out the contact form now at klzradio.com/extreme for your free windshield wipers or tire rotation. Extreme Auto Repair, promises kept.
Absolute Electrical Heating and Air. Folks, I talked about it earlier, that their Absolute Advantage membership is free. This week, we're going to run it all the way to Saturday, probably Sunday, actually, because of the way we do the programming here. So it'll go through Sunday. Text KLZ to 720-381-1767, and they will give you, this week only, the Absolute Advantage membership. That's a $329 value. I said earlier what that includes. There's a slew of items, 10% off of services, a higher priority service level, multiple things, free inspections and so on. It's one of those things, really, for free. I don't care if you're a do-it-yourselfer. Get this handled. Again, text KLZ 720-381-1767.
Make your life more convenient. You just found out that in order to install a new appliance in your home, you need a new electrical panel. Your current panel isn't safe or energy efficient, so it can't support the additional load. Absolute Electrical Heating and Air makes an inconvenient situation simpler. The live chat feature at absolutefix.com stays active 24/7, 365, so you can schedule your estimate with a real human being at midnight on a Saturday. You get a 2-hour time window for your appointment, so you don't need to wait around all day for a technician to arrive. 30 minutes before your appointment, you get a text message with a photo and a bio of your technician, so you know who's coming into your home. Then, 15 minutes after they leave, you get a phone call asking how they could have provided an even better experience. Make your life easier. Schedule an estimate with Absolute Electrical Heating and Air at absolutefix.com.
For quality and service beyond compare, call Absolute Electrical Heating and Air.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kurt Rogers with me this hour, Affordable Interest Mortgage. His number, by the way, if you want to contact him directly, 720-895-0500. All right, one thing we were going to get to that we have to do because it just comes up automatically. People always ask the question, inflation, rates, and why aren't the rates increasing with what inflation is doing right now? It seems like an anomaly.
And it actually is, but the inflation is not what the feds consider as a real inflation. Part of it is, in the first time in the history of the United States, there are over 9 million openings for jobs.
Right, job openings.
That's never been in the history of the United States. That is one of the things that's causing inflation. We all complain, and you hear it all the time, builders can't find enough people to do the
right
job. Electricians can't. You can't get enough at a restaurant. And the supply for everything is backed up. Well, when you have very little supply, like houses, we talked about it earlier, the price is going to go up. There's your inflation.
Right.
So it's an inflated inflation price. If you look at the numbers month in, month out, what's going on, when they stop paying some of the money out not to work, we might start to see a change. The feds believe that will happen.
Okay.
As that does, that inflation number will come back to 2 to 3. At that time, they may consider moving it, but they're not going to move it a lot anyhow. Because if you were to slow down the housing market right now, you're going to shut the country down. There's too much ripple effect from that, with the builders doing it and all the construction and all the people that are wanting to remodel their homes.
Right.
That's all shuts down.
Right, agree.
So I don't see, and neither do the feds. They keep talking. You know, the naysayers say it's going to happen. The rates are going to go up to 4 to 4.5. No, they're not. They're still.
I've seen some guys claiming it's going to go to double digits, which, no, I don't see that happening either.
The funny thing about it, and it was a surprise to everybody, and that's when we got really busy last week, the rates went down. But the reason the rates went down last week is, if you remember, about 8 months ago, the federal government, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, they charged an extra fee if you were going to refinance
right.
an investment property or refinance your home.
Correct.
It was a half a point cost.
Right.
Out of nowhere, they took that away.
Oh.
Which means now we can lower the rate. And the market went crazy. And the rates now have stayed down in that new range.
Okay.
And I anticipate that they'll continue to do that. So, no. Inflation is not going to cause mortgage rates to go up.
Okay. All right. What's the credit score / best rate? I mean, you hear all these ads, which, by the way, I think are somewhat misleading when they talk about the rates and so on, because they leave out the fine print on, yeah, that rate we just gave you is with some points you're paying on the front side, and you got to have a credit score of, you know, 800 or above and blah, blah, blah. They don't tell you that in the ad, right?
Correct. When you're looking at your credit score, you really should look at your score. And the free ones don't always give you the right score number, but they will give you the right
info. Right?
They're completely different scores.
Okay.
But your credit score is affected by a couple major things. The first one, making your payments on time. That's the biggest percentage of the score. The second one is, how do you manage your revolving debt?
Okay.
Not your installment loans, not your mortgage loans, not your car loans, your revolving debt. If your balance on your revolving debt is 40% or less and you're making payments, you're going to get the maximum score that you can.
Okay.
If it goes to 50, it's going to start to bring your score down. If you pay it off every month, it's going to bring your score down. They have to rank how you pay your bills.
Okay.
If you don't have any bills but pay them off every month, they don't look at that.
All right, so I've got a real quick question that goes along those lines. I got a couple of cards I don't even use anymore. They're just sitting there.
Right.
Yeah, I'll be honest. They were actually old Frontier Air Mile cards where, you know, Frontier at one time was a decent airline to fly,
right.
And racking up some miles was decent and so on. I used them in the company and so on. The reality is I haven't flown Frontier in ages, don't have any desire to fly Frontier right now, won't fly Frontier because of all their miscellaneous little petty charges they hit you with. So the reality is I have, you know, zero balances on two cards. They're Frontier mileage cards. I don't need them anymore, don't want them anymore, don't want to pay the annual fees. Do I keep them or get rid of them?
Depends on how many cards you have. And let me explain the thinking behind
okay.
that. If you have 10 cards, and let's say five of those cards you got from 2019, and the other five you got back in 2010 or 2000.
These are probably even older than that.
But let's say 2000.
Okay.
I'm going to keep a couple of the 2000 ones, even if I'm paying a fee. And
okay.
if I can get rid of the ones that are newer, I'm going to get rid of them. Because part of your score comes from the average life of your credit cards. When you kill the old ones, you're shortening the life, your score will go down.
So even if you're paying
$50 a year,
$50 a year, you're better off just to keep them and leave them at zero?
Correct. Now, American Express has a way that they'll try to talk you into different levels of cards. Well, when you do that, you'll notice the annual fee goes up on them. They did that to me one year. I said, no, give me the cheap one you got because I ain't paying for it anymore.
Okay.
So, yeah, you have to be careful with those. Whether you got 5 credit cards or you got 20 credit cards, it's how you manage those cards that's going to affect your score. Sometimes the difference between a 718 and a 721 can be $5,000 to $7,000. Because of what happens in the rates and the cost.
It's a big difference.
And those are what's called loan level pricing adjustments. The higher the risk to the bank, the more they're going to charge you to do the loan.
Makes sense.
Which goes along with what you said about you see these phenomenal rates. I had one the other day that the guy's rate was 2.99. His APR was 3.99. So when you're looking at the rate, look at the APR. If the APR is not real close to that rate, there's a whole bunch of fees in there.
So they shoved a bunch of stuff on top of
they
that.
They had 1.4% for origination. They had 1.5% for discount. And they had $4,000 in closing fees.
Okay.
Well, anybody can do that loan.
Right.
You want to pay me enough money, I'll get you 1%. But do you
especially
really
not
to,
one.
You don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Because you're normally not going to keep the home 20 years before you refinance it or sell it. So paying a lot of fees up front is not necessarily the way to go. So you're very correct in pay attention to what's going on with those fees, with the rates, because they're going to be charging some fees.
There's no free lunch.
Yeah.
Is that the way to say that?
And you just bring up a point for me. I had a young lady the other day. She called me, and she asked me if I could help her out. She told me a rate she got from somebody else, and they said there was no closing cost. She sent me over their estimate, and I said, I can do 2.27 and charge you $2,000. Or I can give you 2.5, which was less than the rate she had. And I said, and all your closing, you're going to see them, but they're all paid. She said, I don't even want to see them, so I'm going with them at a higher rate. Because she was told no closing cost. The closing costs were built into the rate. Federal law says you have to see what it costs to do the loan. The lender can just pay for it.
Again, I'll use an automotive example. Years and years and years ago, and it still happens today, a lot of shops would not charge a diagnostic fee. So you bring the car in, it's got a noise or a check engine light or a leak. By the time I sold my shops, and I'd been doing it for years and years and years, if you had been my customer, you would have been charged an inspection fee for the leak or a diagnostic for the check engine light or whatever the case may be, because that's just how I wanted to be honest. I'm going to bring it in, and we're going to look at it, we're going to figure out what it is, and I'll tell you exactly what it's going to take to fix it. Well, even in today's world, there's other shops out there that won't charge that diagnostic fee, but you're paying it. Because when they give you the estimate to fix the whole thing, they've wrapped it into that.
It's in there.
It's in there. There's no free lunch. They're getting it. They're just not telling you on the front side what it is.
So many people believe because I don't see it, I'm not paying it.
It's not the way it works, folks.
No.
I'd rather see it. Yeah. I'd rather know what am I paying.
Yeah. And I don't have a problem paying somebody a profit for what they're
me
doing.
Me neither.
I want them to be in business because if it breaks,
I want to come back to them. Thank
yeah.
you. All right, well, we got more to talk about. Don't go anywhere, folks. Flesh and Beck is up next. Kevin Fletch, legally speaking, Kevin is your guy, and I mean that sincerely. There's so many things that Kevin can help you with when it comes to the legal world in your world that really, like Kurt, all you have to do is call him and ask a question, and he'll answer it, and if he can't handle it, he'll tell you who can. It's really that simple. The one thing that he does not do, and I probably should say this a little more often than I do, he doesn't do family law, but if you need help in family law, call Kevin. He'll recommend you to someone that does family law. That's how Kevin works. 303-806-8886 or find him at fleshlawfirm.com.
Some skills you only develop through practice. In October of this year, Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law celebrates 25 years defending both civil and criminal cases. He has earned the tagline, trial tested, trial ready. In civil cases, such as personal injury, your attorney has the burden of proof to persuade a jury that you deserve a certain sum of money in return for your pain and suffering. However, because only a small percentage of personal injury cases go to trial, most personal injury attorneys do not spend much time in the courtroom over the course of their careers. Kevin Flesh stands apart from the rest because he represents both criminal and civil cases. After an estimated couple hundred jury trials, Kevin has learned how a jury reacts to evidence. He knows how to gauge how much money a jury will likely award in your case. Trial tested, trial ready for 25 years. Kevin Flesh of Flesh and Beck Law. Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886.
All right, Novus Auto Glass folks, you can get that free, there's a pack of them, windshield stickers or Band-Aids. If you get a nick, a pit, a crack, anything like that, you put this on top and it keeps all of the junk from getting down into that area so that Novus can then fix it properly, and it's a much better fix if you do so. Don't even wash the car. Don't go through a car wash, nothing like that. Just put the Band-Aid on it and you go. We'll give those away free. Just go to klzradio.com. You can also find a location near you to do windshield replacement. Windshield repair, side windows, back glass, rear view mirrors, you name it, they are your glass company. Go to rushtoreason.com, find Novus there, click on it, you'll find a location near you. Again, rushtoreason.com/Novus.
Novus means innovate, and as the original inventor of windshield repair, Novus Auto Glass continues to stay on the cutting edge of glass repair and replacement. Any vehicle with lane departure technology needs to be recalibrated after a windshield replacement because of the cameras and sensors mounted to your windshield. All of those sensors need to be carefully realigned so your vehicle provides accurate positioning information. And each vehicle manufacturer is different. Most auto glass facilities, even the big names, do not have the right tools and equipment to calibrate your windshield. They can only replace the glass, not recalibrate the sensors. Because Novus Auto Glass constantly upgrades to keep pace with the changing industry, the majority of their locations now offer calibrations. Get your windshield replaced and the sensors recalibrated with the inventor of windshield repair. Find Novus Auto Glass now at klzradio.com/glass.
You know you ought to take a second look at your home and auto insurance because premiums keep going up, but you haven't set aside the time. Let Paul Lenigro and his team at Group Insurance Analysts help you for free. Make one free phone call today to review your plan. 303-423-0162.
It's time to leave your safe space. This is Rush to Reason on KLZ 560.
Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Myself, Kurt Rogers, Charlie, of course, our engineer, which he always is. And Kurt and I just going through, you know, homes and mortgages and money and all that good stuff. And, you know, Kurt and I were talking through the break. And one of the things that I think, and I realize everybody's different and I get it. And not everybody's, you know, me, and I fully understand that. But I've always looked at, you know, my home. I guess being self-employed made me do this, Kurt. You know, being self-employed, I always looked at my home as an asset that I want to do the best I can to make money on, whether it's now or down the road or even getting into retirement, whatever the case may be. I want this thing to be an asset that makes me money, not the other way around. Now, the other thing I've always done with my home, being self-employed, and I've always advised every client I've ever coached, I've never hawked my house for the business.
No.
Nor will I. Now, with the asset manager, can I take some of the money and use it for different things to expand the business and so on? That's a different scenario.
That's right.
Bottom line is I still haven't hawked the home to the bank for some sort of a line of credit or something on my business, nor would I ever advise of doing that.
I agree with
that. Do not use your home for the business.
No.
Is my point.
I agree with that.
So I've always had a different view, I think, on homes maybe than other people do, Kurt, because while I want it to be a home and I want it to be nice and I want it to be decorated and all that kind of stuff, bottom line for me is it's an asset, plain and simple. And it can be sold at any point in time.
And I agree with you. Paying off your home, I think, is a wise thing, but understanding you need to be able to access the equity.
You need flexibility.
You need to be able to get into it, because when you look at from sheerly a money point of view, if you were to take average house payment, let's say, is $1,500 and put $1,500 away every month for 20 years and you put that in a 401k, are you going to say, I can't have the 401k? No. If you decide you don't want to move, people like you and I, we will move a lot.
Right.
And we flip the house 5 years, we make some money, go buy another one and keep doing it.
Right.
For those folks that say, well, I want to stay there, not a problem. So if you look at putting $1,500 away for 20 years and you own your house free and clear, but you can't access it, it's like giving $1,500 away in a 401k and I can't touch it.
Right.
That hurts you. The second thing they'll say to me is, well, I want to leave it to my kids. Let's put a fine-tune look at that. While I think it's a great idea to give your kids the option of owning the home, leaving it to them and the equity into them, there is a much cheaper way to give them $300,000 to $500,000 in equity than $1,500 a month for 20 years.
Right.
You can buy a life insurance policy for $100 a month and give them $500,000.
Right.
Most kids, mine included, don't want the house.
No.
They want a few things in the house. They don't
a few
want
heirlooms, maybe, and even then, it's limited.
Yeah. Some of the
and
stuff.
I'm being honest.
Yeah, some of the stuff.
There's different tastes, right?
When my mom died, well, there was some really nice things, and they meant things to me. There was no way in the world I was going to put them in. There was nothing I could do with them. It was important to her.
There's no offense to mom and dad, by the way.
Yeah, I kept a few things. So there's other ways to do it. So when you start looking at your house as a way to be able to improve your retirement, like you do with a 401k, now all of a sudden you see the power.
Like we talked to Jeff earlier about.
The asset
prime
manager.
Example.
How do you leverage that safely and securely and make it work? And that's where that asset manager comes in, because you can sit down and see it happen before it happens. That spreadsheet I give you, mm-hmm. the way it works through, you can say, well, if we did this, and okay, yeah, that would work. Those things, yes. So I'm kind of with you. I look at how can my house make me money?
Right. Right. And again, maybe being self-employed all these years, I you know, just had to look at it that way. I don't know. But again, I've trained my kids to look at it the same way, and they do.
I'm just finishing the refinance on my home to another all-in-one.
Okay.
And the only reason I'm doing it is my house, and I had no idea, I got the appraisal yesterday, went up $200,000 in 3 years.
That's a lot.
That means I have another $200,000 available to me. Now, I own my house free and clear, but I have $200,000. Now what happens? If there's an illness, I can take care of myself. If there's an investment, I'm there.
That's right.
And I still don't jeopardize the home.
No, nope. You haven't hawked it for anything at that point.
I'm taking advantage of the money that I've already paid for the home.
All right, we got about 2 minutes. I know that's not a lot of time, but talk about first-time home buyers and the programs that are there that can help them get into a home.
There are some great new programs out with extremely low rates. You can get into a home, and it's designed for first-time home buyers, basically, with as little as 3% down and no mortgage insurance.
Okay.
You can get it with a little bit better rate with a low monthly mortgage insurance, and that's something you have to factor. But they'll go up to $596,850 on these rates at that percentage.
Wow.
It's a great program for many people to get into. If you want to put a little bit more, it's great. And Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac does it. There's other programs we've talked about. VA. VA, you get 100%. You get the lowest rates in the industry. There's nothing that competes with the VA in rates, and they have no monthly mortgage insurance. If you have any kind of a disability, they waive the upfront funding fee. FHA, you can get into one. Higher debt-to-income ratios with only 3.5%. All you have to do is invest a little bit. And at these rates, that's going to be $400 to $600 a month less by owning versus renting.
Do it.
They're just simple.
Yeah. Do it.
There's two different programs called Home Ready.
That's why I've always said it when it comes to renting. Quit paying someone else's mortgage.
Yeah.
Because that's what you're doing.
That's exactly. And you're not getting any equity. You're giving it to them.
Right.
And if the house is going up 8 to 10%, like mine went up 14.5% in 3 years.
That's a lot.
That was a lot of money.
It's a lot.
It surprised me. Would I pay what they appraised my house for? No. I own it.
It doesn't matter. I wouldn't pay what mine's worth either, but it is what it is. Who cares?
That's not the point. That's what they say. I get the money.
That isn't the point. Exactly. Kurt, disclaimers, what do you
got
to do here?
I just got a couple. NMLS is 298191. My NMLS for Arizona is MB1021756. We are regulated by DORA, and we're an equal credit lender.
All right. Perfect. Kurt, as always, thanks.
Thanks, John.
His direct line, by the way, 720-895-0500. All right. We've got, speaking of retirement, looking down the road, how do we make all this stuff work? How do you fit some of what we just talked about into a plan? That's where Al Smith comes into play, and he can help you with all of that. Find him at klzradio.com. 303-744-1128.
Your retirement plan is there for a purpose, to help you live the life you want. Chartered financial consultant and founder of Golden Eagle Financial, Al Smith has 30 years experience listening to his clients describe what they want their retirements to look like. He has learned that there are a lot more important things in retirement in addition to money, like living closer to your grandkids or moving to a lower elevation so you don't need to be on oxygen for the rest of your life. Al will ask you what your money is for before he tells you where to put it. Only then will he be able to help you strategize, reinvesting a portion of your nest egg into alternative tax-free accounts to create guaranteed income in retirement. Your financial strategy in retirement will be guided by what's most important to you. So Al Smith listens more than he talks. Schedule a free, no-obligation consultation with Al Smith now at klzradio.com/money. Planning with purpose. Advisory services offered through Foundations Investment Advisors, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Stay up to date with Rush to Reason after the show on Twitter at Rush to Reason and on Facebook.com/Rush to Reason.
All right, Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560. Kurt's going to head out of here. And by the way, we will be, and Kurt's going to stop by as well. Don't forget, this Saturday, we're going to be out at Loprino Foods. It's 38th and Pecos, basically, is where it is on the west side of I-25. It's an easy trip for most any of you in the area. And I will tell you what, it is one of, if not the best car shows in town. There's always a lot of great cars. There's a lot of great food. Paul Inigro from GIA Insurance is one of the main sponsors. And if you've never had food that he prepares, which it's his gig, even Charlie knows, it's because sometimes Charlie gets it brought back to the studio for him when we're out on remote and such. It is some of the best food you'll ever eat, and I mean that sincerely. So I'll be there. I think Jeff Kitty's going to join us. Paul, of course, I just mentioned, is going to be there. Kurt Rogers is going to drop by. There'll be a host of us there. We've always got our giveaways. We'll have the tent up. We'll have you name it. Just come by, say hi, enjoy yourself, and look at all the great cars that we're going to have there. And again, if you got any specific questions, Kurt's going to be there from around 10:30 to 11. If you got any questions for Kurt or want to meet him one-on-one in person, feel free to stop by as well. And again, it's always a great it's a great time. Paul, by the way, from GIA, thanks for inviting us out. It's always a great joy to be there, and that'll be this coming Saturday. I'll be there from around 8:30 to probably 1:30 or 2. So guys, enjoy it. Don't forget, the first hour is up next. This is Rush to Reason, Denver's Afternoon Rush, KLZ 560.